The proposed city ordinance known as the Blight Bill has been criticized by housing advocates and landlords over the last few years. It's been reworked several times. The version sponsored by Councilman Bud Friel and presented to Council Thursday would have changed code enforcement for vacant and rental properties from a criminal to civil process and increased fees and fines around vacant buildings. But members of the public, like Amanda Rose, worried it did not contain protections for renters and may lead to gentrification.
If we push this forward at this point, knowing the COVID pandemic we are in, I ask you, how many occupants will be at an even higher risk of losing their homes in the time between now versus a year from now while we're waiting for amendments to be made and the bad landlords are finding their very obvious loopholes that exist in this bill?
Several members of council shared these reservations, and some objected to considering important legislation while the 2nd District seat is vacant because Council President-elect Trippy Congo violated a residency requirement. The Blight Bill failed by a vote of 5-7. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.